Welcome to Think Life. Think Life, episode 26. It's episode 26. Let's talk a little bit about social anxiety, because social anxiety is a huge deal nowadays. Huge deal. I mean, I've talked multiple times about how introversion is on the rise. Introversion is hugely, hugely on the rise. That more and more people, and technology has definitely fostered this. Technology has made it easier and easier and easier for people to be introverts, because you can now work with people anywhere in the world just by sitting at your desk behind a computer, behind a screen, behind a monitor, and you never need to see these people. You never need to meet these people, and you could work with them for years and never, ever, ever meet them. You can get jobs without meeting people. You can get to relationships without meeting people. You can do so many things without actually physically having to be in the same room as an individual. So technology has allowed us to become introverts. We can have everything delivered to our home. Everything can be delivered to our home with a few clicks or a few taps. We do not need to leave the house. We can stay in all the time, never go anywhere, and we can still survive. We can make money. We can have relationships. We can do all of these things without meeting and greeting other people. So introversion was a big deal, and now it's going to become even more of a big deal because the technology allows people to be introverts. Technology makes it very, very easy to be an introvert. So, since introversion is such a thing and has become, it's become par for the course, really. Introversion is, I mean, I don't know what the percentage is, but I'm sure the percentage is increasing steadily. So the question is how, because if most people are introverts, then they're probably not going to be the ones to make the first move in any kind of communication. They don't like hanging out with other people. They prefer to be alone. So how do you counter that? How do you counter the fact that all of these people out there are turning into introverts? It's like being contrarian. You do the opposite. You do the opposite. You become an extrovert. You force yourself into becoming an extrovert. And it can be done. It can be done. People can change from introverts to extroverts. It is possible. I've done it myself. I used to be a huge introvert. I hated hanging out with people. That's one of the reasons why I got into technology at first. I got into technology at first because I preferred dealing with computers as opposed to people. I thought people were messy. They were a pain. They were annoying. So what did I do? I started coding. I started dealing with computers. I started building hardware, software. I did technological things. And I figured if I did technology, then I wouldn't have to deal with people that often. I mean, you still have to deal with people. You always have to deal with people. But I figured if I focused on technology, then I could just deal with people through computers or just spend most of my time with technology and thinking about technology and not about people. And I did that for a very long time. And then all of a sudden, I was out of work. It was just before 9/11, and we had hit a huge economic downturn, and I was out of work. And the company I was with said, you know, we don't really need you in the role of technologist. There's plenty of technologists out here. What we really need to, is a salesperson. And I said, oh, I can't do sales. I've never done sales. In fact, I'm probably terrible at it because I don't really like people. I'm an introvert. I don't like being around people. And they said, well, if you can't do sales, then you can't keep, we can't keep you on. We can't pay you. And at this time, I was in the middle of getting my H-1B visa. And if I had not taken the job as a salesperson, then I would have had to go back to my home country, which is not terribly horrible, but I preferred to stay in the United States. So I said, okay, fine, I will do sales, but I still had to do some technology because that's part of the whole visa process, but I will help out on the sales front. And I thought to myself, I have no idea how to do this. I do not know what to do. So I just went out to all my friends and I emailed my friends and I said, hey, everybody, this is what I'm doing now. And then I started going to meetups. I started going to events and talking to people. And like I said, I had a lot of social anxiety. I had a lot of issues talking to people. But the one interesting thing that I found, which totally saved me, is that just because you are an introvert doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to talk to somebody when you go to an event. Because when you go to an event, the events are typically full of introverts and extroverts. And as a matter of fact, because it is an event, there's probably more extroverts there than there are introverts. So the fact of the matter is that if you get your ass to an event as an introvert and you just go there and you stand there and you don't look like some scary demon from hell, then it's pretty likely that somebody is going to talk to you. The extroverts in the crowd will come up to you and talk to you. You will have a conversation, and as long as you open up during this conversation, as long as you're friendly during the conversation, as long as you don't look scary, then they will talk to you and the ice will be broken. You'll think to yourself, wow, this is not so bad. This is not so bad at all. I can get over this. So if I have one thing to say to you, if you're an introvert and you have social anxiety, the number one thing you need to do, and this is the thing, it's like with public speaking. With public speaking, with the social anxiety, with a lot of these psychological issues, the only way around them is to do it. To do it. To do it. And if you don't do it, then you'll never get over it. But to do it, you have to start doing it, and then you have to continuously do it until you eventually get over it. That is the only way. The only way to cover, the only way to get over the fear of public speaking is to speak publicly many, 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 many times. Even then, you know, I've been doing it for a long time. Even then, I still get jitters just before I go onto the stage. And the only reason I get jitters before I go onto the stage is because I think I'm going to forget something. Not because I'm afraid of talking in front of people. The key is, for social anxiety, just go. Go. Sign up for the meetup. Go to the meetup. Go to the meetup. Sit in the corner. Stand in the corner. Have a drink in your hand. Just look friendly. Don't look scary. And extroverts at the event will come talk to you. They will. That's what happened to me. And as they talk to me more and more and more, and I talk to them, yada, 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 over time, I was able to go to these events and enjoy going to the events and enjoy talking to people. And I may not have become a full-on extrovert, but at least I've morphed into the ambivert space where I can go to these events and I won't feel drained, but I also won't feel energized. So I am good. So if you're an introvert, there's two things. One, go to these events and you can become an extrovert just by talking to people and continuing to go to the events. All you got to do is get your ass there. Go, go, go. Secondly, as the world becomes more introverted, becoming an extrovert or becoming more of an extrovert or becoming an ambivert will differentiate you from everybody else. Everybody else will be at home behind the screen where you're at the events talking to people. You have the advantage because you're willing to push yourself out of your comfort zone.